In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to work in your business. How to work on your business. Yeah.
Rather than in your business.
Okay. This is something we recently just came into over the last 6 months, would you say? Or on and off? We like 1.9 it?
I'm thinking in my head like...
I mean, he's not on it because he had to go because he fired the warehouse manager and he took over the warehouse manager position. Okay, but we can give enough of it. We can give you a good understanding from there. But so let's start from the very beginning. Start us off, Eddie. Tell us how we did it at the beginning.
What do you mean? Like, we did like. The day-to-day, everyday operation.
Everything.
We did the answering of the phone. We cleaned the items. We loaded the trucks. We delivered the items. We picked them up. We did everything. We even did showroom showings of our items. We did every single thing. The whole aspect of the operation we did. I think we got to a certain point where... I think we needed help, and that's when we got our first team member.
Tripper OG.
OG. I just called him the other day, and he's doing good. He's actually started his own business.
That's good for him. That's good for him.
Yeah, he's transporting vehicles, so it's working out pretty good for him. So
that's good for him.
Yeah, and then from there, we just easily saw that the business was just growing, you know, very fast. And we just kept adding new members, and then they would take loads off of us. I always put it as like a backpack.
Wait, you skipped the part.
No. I didn't skip anything.
You skipped.
Which part? Well, come on.
Yeah, you skipped the part. We got Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Things were going well.
Yeah.
And then COVID got us.
COVID? Oh, well, everybody knows the story.
Yeah, but then COVID got us. And then we since we had an employee, which you understand, is that you're responsible to make sure they have something to do so you can be able to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying don't take this and be like, oh, I'm not going to hire nobody because I don't got enough work. don't take it that way on that part. I'm just saying that you need to, if you're going to hire somebody, just you want to try to make an effort to make sure they have work. Because you don't want to hire nobody and then be in the same spot. You want to hire somebody so you can go focus on a different part of the business.
Yeah.
So that's what we kind of, that's what I'm trying to say. We did that, and then we focused on getting more work and controlling the flow of the work. And Jesse did most of the day-to-day running around for the most part, and then we go to the second part, and then we can go to the first time we tried to do this when it didn't pan out. Mario.
Yeah. And then I think we got a group of people that came in, and you know, there's always going to be one that just shines very bright, and you're like, oh my goodness, is this the one?
Yes,
this is the one.
It's the chosen one.
The chosen one, the prophecy.
Yeah.
The one's going to take the load off of us. And so, you know, we crown him and, all right, manager, now go do your thing. And then his thing was just like from, you know, being very good at being a regular delivery driver to being a manager. Manager was not his forte.
Yeah, not forte.
He made horrible decisions and just.
What was one of the decisions he made? Do you remember the one when he said that, like, we're going to put chairs on this vehicle and tables on this vehicle, and we're going to put two people in both vehicles, and we're going to drive behind each other and go to every single stop twice.
It's a horrible decision.
Across, so, like, we live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, Dallas-Fort Worth is spread over 70 miles of like, radius. And so instead of splitting up, and we had enough vehicles too. That's the crazy part. Instead of putting everybody in four vehicles, we didn't have anything crazy at that time to do anything one person can do.
And the worst part, we're like, why is it taking off? Why we got this big crew and like nothing's being done fast enough?
You see the trucks on top of each other and they doing like this.
And basically, oh my gosh. And then basically he was just asleep.
Yeah, but the whole thing that we were trying to do is that, like, we were, because then me and Eddie were focusing on getting the stuff done. Eddie was taking more of the warehouse stuff so we can get done. We're trying to get someone else to kind of help us push us through the thing. But then that's when we realized too, like, you just don't need to be hiring nobody to be managing anything. Like, if someone, just because someone's good at their job as an individual contributor, they might not be good at actually doing any management. And then we kind of seen some early signs when, like, every time we had a meeting, he was trying to bring my cousin Junior in there, and I was like, what is he doing in here? here. And he's like, oh yeah, it's me and Junior. I'm like, no, it's not you and Junior. It's you.
And he was trying to make an alliance with the blood and thinking that it would be good.
Yeah. And then Junior had no desire to be management. He wanted to just come in and do his thing and get off at a reasonable time. Mm-hmm. He had no desire to be management at all. And then when we did have another guy to be a manager, we had nobody to manage. So it was just two people who were managers managing each other at the time. It was crazy. Yeah. But let's go back to like step by step.
Okay.
The first thing you need to do, that was the first job you need to outsource.
I think if you can get, I think the easiest, in my opinion, like skill and all that, even if they don't have a driver's license, just get somebody in the warehouse to clean the items. Really? And organize, do inventory. That's super easy. And that's a tedious task. I think, you know, some people would rather pass on. But I know one thing is like some of these people that we have in our warehouse now, they're awesome at it. I mean, I think like some people would get like, I don't know, they freak out like getting hundreds and thousands of chairs coming in. And they're like, oh, we got to clean all this. Because like some people need gratification as the task done and now it's a different task. But this is like an ongoing, just always cleaning. Yeah. So this is a very good thing to get somebody. Swimming. Yeah, exactly. Keep on swimming or keep on cleaning. Yeah. You just have to be like Nemo. Yeah. So, I would do that just to kind of free you up because it is very time consuming. And, you know, you'll have your hands and everything. And then on top of that, if you're a delivery driver, you can still take phone calls while you're driving. You can Bluetooth your phone through the stereo system.
It's better to do that.
Yes. So, I mean, you can still conduct business while you're doing deliveries because we've done it. You know, this is a little dangerous sometimes. You might have to pull over to create an order. Yeah. A couple close calls. But that's what I would personally do. Just get somebody to help you with the warehouse side clean. And then on top of that, we'll just say if you're doing only deliveries only, and then you to kind of compensate for the warehouse guy, you can start doing customer pickups. And then those are the easy ones. Like you don't use gas. You're not going to use, you know, your time to go deliver the stuff.
You can't be late.
Yeah, you can't be late. It's all on the customer. And that's an easy win. And on top of that, you have like, what's it called? What do you call it? It's like a fee.
Yeah.
Well, what is it called?
Oh, the fee call?
Yeah, what is it called? A handling fee. There you go, handling fee. Yeah, we charge a handling fee.
Because you got to handle on the customers.
Yeah, you have to. Nah, it's because we have to handle the items, and we help them load it up and everything like that. So there's a fee that we have there, and it basically pays for the employee at the warehouse. So it's like, it's a no-brainer. But little tactics like that will kind of.
And also, too, when you put your warehouse up somewhere, mm-hmm. You know, now when you have like a, if you're doing this off your storage right now or doing it at your home, then you're not going to have this thing. But you still can do pickups from your house too. This man right here, Eddie, did them too.
I did.
Yeah, I was surprised. He did them. And then he still.
And my employee was my daughter.
Yeah. No, but the triple OG, the triple OG when we first moved into the first place, you think about it. The first thing that this as literally is the first thing Eddie outsourced. Like literally, as soon as we got into the main place, I was like, "Who this is?" Like, "This is my sister," you know. I was like, "Oh, she's doing the cleaning." You know, I'm clean, but I want to clean though. And so that was the first one, and then we eventually got Willie and start developing the team. I feel like the time when we
I'm gonna touch it up, Willie.
Yeah, touch it up, Willie. But I feel like the times that we've had the most success. Hey,
can I tell that joke real quick?
Go.
All right, real quick. Okay. So Willie, he would always, I was like, Willie, did you clean the stack of chairs? Like, oh yeah, that's clean. I was like, what's this? Oh, I'm going to touch it up.
Touch it up real quick.
So he would always say that. I'm like Willie, what's this? I'm going to touch it up. I'm like, oh my gosh, Willie.
I'm like, Willie, are these black chairs or white chairs? He's saying these white chairs with black spots. He's like, I'm going to touch it up.
Oh my gosh, Willie was cool. But yeah, that's another cool thing. Like, you're going to meet a lot of cool people, interesting characters,
and
too.
And crazy people.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Matt. You know, Matt was a great guy.
No, what's the other guy's name? The one that worked overnight, like, the preload and stuff like that was, like, really skinny.
Gary,
yeah.
And he was interesting. He just disappeared on us.
He got crazy.
We thought something happened to him.
And he got crazy because I didn't want to give him a cup of ice at the racetrack. I was like, I'm not going to give you a cup of ice. You go.
you know, like, I'm about to time to leave and go home. You just got here. And then he's like, oh, I'm trying. Whatever. You'll meet people in that part. Don't worry about it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Don't be, you know, don't get scared or something like this. It's fine. And you'll find good people. And one thing we learned, too, like, before you hire people, just talk to them. And when they first come in, just see what they're wearing, see how they carry themselves. But that's a whole nother video on how hiring and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
anyway, so warehouse person.
Warehouse person.
Yep.
Which is exactly kind of what you did anyway. Mm-hmm. They're a warehouse person. Then I would depend on this right here. I really think that for me, it's warehouse person and getting someone to answer a majority of the phone calls in on that part on there. But realistically, with me and Eddie's skill set, we didn't go there at first. We went straight to getting another driver. Mm-hmm. So then we can more focus on it. So I can focus full time on it. Eddie can focus half time on it. And dealing with customers, going to the customer site visits, doing the actual showrooms and stuff like that, So we can focus more on it. We went from a driver. And now when I think about it, for most people, you need to be on the phones early on so you can learn the business more, and you shouldn't outsource that at first. And even like when you're doing the deliveries, like when you have one driver, he's not gonna do every single delivery, right? Most likely, there. So you're still gonna do some so you can get out there, but you won't have to be the only person doing things. And also too, if you gotta step aside and go do something else, or you know, go handle this situation, this right here, your business is not gonna stop if you have to go out of town or anything, because you have basically a person who's gonna keep the warehouse clean and clean everything, and someone's gonna deliver stuff, so you can actually be able to move out. And you can always, even on vacation, answer the phones or something like that. But you can't, you know, you can't have somebody answering the phones and no have nobody do deliveries, and you can never leave.
Yeah.
On there. So that's why I say maybe a delivery driver, I would say.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's good. But one thing is, because
you didn't take a vacation for almost 2 years. I mean, only, but that wasn't a company based vacation, where it's not when a vacation, we was going down to work, but we disguised the family as something else. You know, the Austin trip.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was fun. But only thing I would say, it just depends also is like where you're at in your company as well. Like, I don't think any decision's a wrong decision. I just think like where are you at? Like if you're already like maxed out on all your inventory, like all this stuff is going out, and like you have nothing more to give, then it just depends on where you're lacking. You know what I mean?
Because
if you got more inventory to sell, then shoot, you might just throw in another sales rep and then get them up to speed, and then increase ads, and then get the flow really coming in. Because one thing that you and me know very well is like with customers, like as soon as they're knocking on the door, which is the phone ringing, you need to get to them as soon as possible, because then they're more likely to convert. Versus if it's an, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, the next day, your chances gets further and further away. So having an extra person answering those phones can increase those dollar amounts coming in.
Yeah.
So it just depends on like where you're at with your company.
Yeah. And also too, if you have any issues, and if you ever come to an issue where you're like, I can't do more, or what I need to do next, if you go inside the Ultimate Checklist, there's a section called How to Never Get Stuck. It walks you through how you handle bottlenecks in your company from starting out, you know, with, you know, you get to start with leads, you have to be able to convert those leads into sales, and then you need to actually be able to do the actual work for those jobs, mm-hmm. and you need the people and stuff for that. And then it gets into like, you know, what stuff from people, vehicles, and then at the end, you know, once you maximize all that, sorry, you sold out on there, then you can go through and start buying more equipment, and then you repeat the cycle again to get the equipment filled up and go through the same way. There's a bottleneck strategy in there to stop you from getting stuck. Those things you can find in the checklist. If you want the checklist, just go down and, you know, you can either message down in the comments and say, give me that checklist, and then I'll tell you where to send us an email to, or you can go into the comments, and not the comments, to the description or the show notes, and then you can just send us an email saying, give me that checklist, I need it now. Like, it's mine, I need it now. You can do that, and then we'll get you taken care of. But I'll for that ad right there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you say a new person. So you say and you can tell too which kind of the way we go from the company too. I realized I was
because we're kind of split on that, because like, that's exactly what you take care of and the stuff that I take care of. So like,
Yeah. Because, like, let me see. Because, like, we both warehouse. That's, like, an instant for both of us. That's, like.
Yeah, because I know you don't like cleaning at all.
Yeah. I don't like
you
cleaning.
You told me. He's like, I don't like cleaning. I was like, okay.
No, and I said I'm not going to clean.
Yeah, this is basically saying I don't like cleaning.
I'm not going to clean unless I'm on a job and I have to clean it because I'm not going to deliver it dirty. But I don't want to. That's the whole thing we got started. I did not want to do that.
Yeah.
But that's why I had Alex come through and she did the cleaning. Mm-hmm. And I was fine with that. I'm there. But, yeah. So, cleaning, I think, first. And it's just repetitive, and just I just want to be creative on that part. But nothing wrong with cleaning, and I'm not saying I want him to do it. So I actually, when Babino was here doing it with the power pressure washer, it's a whole different game when
you clean the
pressure
washer. Huh?
It's actually fun, especially with Babino looking like one of those
the little plastic
thing, looking like he from Ghostbusters out here, and so it was interesting. So yeah, so and then you chose a person to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
This right here can be either, you know, somebody. Domestic or foreign, we at first started with people that were over here.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a while to get someone that's actually pretty good on there. Actually, no, I think the first hire we made was actually a good hire on there. But then we had people that didn't show up and stuff like that. But the first hire, because the first person we hired was Alex. And then she, one day, me and Eddie was like, we got to go with someone real quick. I need you to answer these phone calls. She was like, what? Just answer the phone call and write down the stuff and make the orders. And that's what she did. She didn't want to do that. She came in for a whole different reason.
Mm-hmm.
And whether she's supposed to be the person that just go do whatever you want them to do. And she got thrown in and got locked in there. And then we got Nancy who came in, which Nancy actually did very good for a long time on there. And then from Nancy, that's when, even before Nancy and I, we started splitting up and realized that we can get, because we had an issue hiring people over here just who had enough education would take care of the job and actually see it as a career because it's, you know, people don't see it as a career at first. So that's when we start outsourcing out into the Philippines and we built our whole team over there. And if you didn't know, the people in the Philippines speak English, that's their first language. It was an old colony that was conquered by the United States. You know, we could take everything, whatever. But it was that. And then, so they speak English, they go to school, they have degrees. The price point you pay them is a lot, you know, it's very good for them and also very good for you too, and a good price on that on there. It works out so you can work with more people. And also too, since you're paying enough for the actual area, you're able to actually get people who actually care about their jobs and build up. Because now we have people who are making twice as much as they made from the beginning or more, and they're making really good incomes over there, and that, you know, we're able to pay now because of that. And we have better people on mm-hmm. there. And yeah. But not good too far now. So that's why Eddie chose that person. I chose a driver because I want to be able to see the business, and it's hard to see it when you're in the mix of it on there.
Yeah, I agree to that. Really hard.
Okay. So third person.
Third person?
Yeah. Or third area you would work on. You would get the warehouse taken care of, and then you – I'm going to get drivers taken care of next, and then you're going to get the sales team kind of situated.
Yeah. Well, this is a little toughy. I would say a lead.
Okay. So not just a regular driver, just actual lead.
Yeah, a lead. So somebody that you recognize that does everything operational, like what you want, has the qualities that you want to make standard, and it's basically the example that you want to recognize that everybody follow.
Okay, so just trying to get this right. Warehouse person,
mm-hmm.
someone answer the phones, and then someone who has experience in the industry that you're going to try to find, or someone you're going to make that experience. I'm trying to see what's the difference between just getting a regular driver that turns into a lead.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I thought we were going off of what, like, so. Oh, so no, I'm doing my own list.
You have your own list.
Oh, well, then I'll get a driver, obviously.
Nah, you're going to get a lead.
No, I wouldn't get a lead. I would get a driver then. And then after the driver, it would be a lead.
Okay. So the next thing I would do after this right here is that I would get another driver, to be honest. After that, because then
are all individual people.
Yeah, individual. Oh, no, we can do department. We can do the department. You're going to take care of the warehouse team first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the sales team down.
Yep.
And now you're working on the delivery side. Okay. Okay, so then from there, I was focused on the sales. Then what about the fourth team? Just actually, to be honest, I go back. I will actually do this. The one I'm going to say now is do it first.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the issue. But I would do it the way that we did it, not the way that you... You know, but this is only because we have foresight.
Yeah. Then after that, I would get somebody like either a lead supervisor or a manager. Yeah. Because at that point, once I have those departments down, like, and business is booming and people are coming in, and we just need to make sure that the quality is the same across the board.
Yeah.
So somebody has to be a present all the time watching. And then that's the reason why, like, we did it, we split it. I have it, like, right now where Kobe, I'm pretty sure y'all have seen him, or you've seen a short if you've seen YouTube.
Yeah.
He watches over all the delivery drivers, and I take over the warehouse. Because it just makes things a lot easier versus like jumping back and forth just because we have so many people. But once we get into our new spot, it's gonna be way easier.
Yeah.
But that's just me. That's what I would do next. Yeah. And it also frees up a lot
of your time.
Yeah.
Because you can strategize that more.
As you see right now, we're doing a podcast and the business is running just fine. No one's called.
Yeah. Hey, we on fire.
We're on fire. What do you call me for?
We on fire. What do you mean? Like we the people.
Call the fire department, and then after that, call the insurance claim errors. We need to get paid, baby.
That's the second department I would look into doing is the HR. I was thinking about that.
HR, yeah.
I would do that because then it takes you out of the whole process. I mean, you still have to work on it, and still going. That's going to be a longer term process you're going to have to work on. Mm-hmm. But it gets you into where you can be able to replace people at a fast enough rate. And also, too, which we got in HR, there's so much other stuff that a person like that would do for you that you can't even imagine. And maybe we'll do a video over all the stuff that, you know, our department does and all the stuff that leads into.
Yeah.
And just watching over people. It's basically like a manager, but for your back office team, and the most part. And also keeps and kind of like a neutral location. So when people come to problems, they can come to her. And then people don't have to be scared to come
kinda
to
like a mediator.
Yeah. To come between you because. People are going to act certain ways around the owners and management. Mm-hmm. Now, when they have someone that, even though that person can't fire them, but they, you know, someone that's technically would be on their side and is trying to find a way to resolve all issues, it makes it up. And I know most people might think this is like something when you get bigger and stuff like that. That's one thing I wish we would have did earlier. And I think as soon as we started getting a lot of people here, that was probably because we got Danica, who ended up turning to be our sales manager. And then we got Cheryl, who ended up working underneath that same team, who's basically a lead now. And then, and then we got, who else did we get? Did we get Ayers first or Joseph?
Ayers first. Ayers is the one that referred Joseph.
Okay. And then we got Ayers first. And then we were able to build that team out a lot more and do other things. And even like now and like even on like the other side on there, so that was good. The one team that I know that like I'm like right now even just outside of our thing that I'm actually thinking about to kind of remove me even more from it, but actually be able to create consistency. Because one thing I realized with us, when we put someone that's their only job to do, it's guaranteed to get done.
Mm-hmm.
From there, so like I want to figure out more on our social media side and our marketing side. To help me out and take some stuff off me so we can take the stuff and we can make it more consistent so I can just move back into a strategy role because that's more beneficial for me because I like strategy. Like Eddie actually likes being there hands-on, you know, in the stuff when he can. I know his back and stuff ain't the same no more, but like, you know, he likes being, you know, part of the action. I like strategy. I like looking at the stuff, thinking about how we can do this, taking in all the data, then figuring out a good way to be able to proceed with it, and then implementing that right there with the team, and then getting the data back and redoing it and going from there. That's what I like to do on there. But I think for the most part, that basically gets you out of the front line.
Oh, I got one more.
Oh, you got another one. Another one.
And I think this one we've been talking about, and I really, 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 really.
Santa Claus?
No, not him. No, like an outside sales rep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's something apart from your ads and what you got going on, like your social marketing.
Yeah.
This is an actual person that's on foot, like going out to businesses and getting the business you otherwise wouldn't have never had.
Yeah, because this right here would be more outbound. Everything else that we've talked about is more inbound. You put up stuff to make people come to you. This is gonna where you go to other people in businesses and stuff like that, and other vendors in the industry or businesses. I think that's like the next area we're gonna be jumping into. We already hired a person to do lead gen, and we've already got some good leads, and we closed a couple small like car dealership stuff that we've owned there. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to get focused on that over the next couple months and try to get that before the summer gets around and have that position rolling and going. And I think if you have an issues during the slow season, that would almost like prevent that completely, or mm-hmm. at least when it comes to cash flow from there. Because a lot of the stuff that gets planned for the rest of the year, the conversations get started in January. So you could be working on getting those together and working on places. And then also, too, you can go to and tell them, you know, hey, you know, if you go ahead and put down a deposit for these things and stuff, we'll lock you in and you do some type of discount, some type of extra service for them. You can always do something to add to them, you know, or give away something that you might have spent time and money on. Mm-hmm. But to them, it's very valuable, but it costs you nothing to deliver and on there. So I can see that. I think that'll want to be really good. I think I'm really interested in how we're going to do that. And also as we expand out to different metroplexes.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure right now we have a person focused here, but we can do the lead gen and we can do the setup anywhere. So that's just interesting on there. So, yeah. So going back to the basis of how you kind of get out of it, first you want to write out a list of all the jobs that you have to, that you personally do. What I would do if you don't know, just write down every time you do something for the company, and then eventually group those into positions and then start hiring for those positions that makes the most sense. I would start with the stuff that costs the least but gives you the biggest bang for your buck. Start there. And then also to map out the stuff you just don't like to do and hire someone who actually likes doing that. Because there's a lot of people who actually just like cleaning and will get stuff taken care of, or people who like being on the phone, or people who like delivering and driving and trucks and interacting with customers. So this is a good way to put it right there. On there, and then that's how you get out of the front line. This is just part one of this. We're gonna have to do another part because this is gonna be a lot longer, but this is getting out of it, and this is getting out just of the front line, and this allows you to see your business, and you can be able to work on different things in your business, like going in there and doing more procedures and more systems in place and really building that out to be able to pull yourself out of the actual making it. Because right now you're working on doing the delegating of tasks. And now you've delegated all the tasks. And the next part, we're going to be talking about how you delegate decisions. So make sure you stay tuned for that right there. And if you haven't, check out the checklist. Check all the links down in the description. We have a lot of other affiliate links that for stuff that we use that we think you would like. It really helps the channel out if you go through the process of that. There is basically business insurance down there, different rentals, a rental software down there as well that we like. And also, too, there's a lot of the little stuff right there. And if you need the checklist, reach out to us. We'll get you taken care of. But other than that, we'll see you in part two of this. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you.